What's going on, guys? Nathan here, and today I want to talk about three draws that no good poker players will ever chase. This might be costing you money. I'm going to walk you through step-by-step example hands today. Let's jump into it. All right, guys, so counting down from 3 to 1, these are the three hands you're never going to see a good poker player chasing. Number 3, probably no surprise to anyone, is baby flush draws. Guys, I've talked about these at length here on the channel before. By the way, make sure you subscribe so you never miss my new poker strategy videos. Guys, a hand like 5-4 of hearts, I know it looks pretty, but it can get you in all sorts of trouble. I've seen this again and again with my students, and in my nearly 20 years in this game, having seen many amateurs misplay this hand as well, I'm gonna give you an example right now. You've got 5-4 of hearts, you call a raise, flop comes down with the ace of hearts, 10 of spades, and 8 of hearts. So a lot of people, a lot of beginners, amateurs, are like, wow, look at this, I got a flush draw, this is amazing. You actually got a backdoor straight draw as well. If it came a 2 on the turn and a 3 on the river, you would make the straight as well. So decent spot, right? However, where a lot of people go wrong here is they don't understand that there is a lot of big action in front of you. And when I say big action, I'm talking about a situation where there's like a bet and a raise, for example. That's big action in front of you. You might very well be crushed in a situation like this. In fact, you probably are. Let me give you two hands right now that have us absolutely ruined in this situation. Hand number 1, that one of these poker players that bet and raised likely has. A hand like King Queen of Hearts. This hand, hopefully you guys can see here, has you absolutely screwed on this board, because if the heart comes to the 9 of hearts on the turn, you have a flush, but your opponent has a higher flush. And a flush is a very, very strong hand in No Limit Texas Hold'em, and therefore you are very likely to lose your entire stack, all your money in front of you, when you think you have the unbeatable hand, the flush. And another hand that has you in really bad shape here is a hand like Pocket Tens, which is a set, middle set on this board. Again, the problem that a lot of amateurs face here is they'll hit the 9 of hearts on the turn. Awesome, we got the flush right. But they don't understand that a hand like Pocket Tens still has 10 outs to the full house on the river. Let's count them right now. There's 3 more aces in the deck. There's 1 more 10 in the deck. A lot of people forget that. That makes Pocket Tens quads on the river, 4 of a kind, which of course beats a flush. So we got 4, that's 4 outs that hand has now. Remember, there's 3 more 8s remaining in the deck, so we're up to 7 outs now. And again, we said that there's going to be a 9 of hearts on the turn. There's 3 more 9s on the deck for a grand total of 10 outs. And again, guys, the biggest problem here is that you have a very, very strong hand. If that ace of clubs comes on the river and Pocket Tens makes the full house, which of course beats a flush, the problem here is that you have a very, very strong hand, and it's very difficult to fold a flush in poker. A lot of amateurs these days, they complain about their bad luck at the poker tables. They come to me and they tell me they know for certain that site is rigged against them. There's so many setups and coolers and the like. Guys, the problem with a hand like this and the other two hands we're going to discuss in a second is that good poker players, the title of this video suggests, they don't put themselves in this situation in the first place. This is akin, guys, to walking down dark alleys in a dangerous city every single night, and then when you inevitably get mugged, robbed by someone, you go and complain about your bad luck. It's not bad luck, guys. It's just dumb to walk down dark alleys in a dangerous city at night, right? And the same thing in poker, guys. If you're in a situation like this where you're just begging to have somebody hit a higher flush against you or nail their full house against you on the river, you're going to get quote unquote unlucky. But good poker players understand to never put themselves in this situation in the first place. They'll be in there with the king, queen of hearts. They'll be in there with the pocket tens, but they won't be in there with a hand like 5-4 of hearts. If there is big action in front of them, they'll simply fold their hands. All right, guys, let's move on to draw number 2 that you're never going to see good poker players chasing. I've talked about this one many times on the channel before as well, and that is the bottom end of the straight, aka the donkey end, the ass end. There's a lot of names for it. Guys, a lot of amateurs love to chase the bottom end of the straight. I'm going to give you an example once again here. So you've got ace, 8 of spades, decent hand, suited ace. I recommend playing this hand in a lot of situations. By the way, if you don't know what hands to play, I actually have charts and diagrams in my free poker cheat sheet, which will be the top link in the description below. It'll walk you through through exactly what hands I suggest playing in all situations, but Ace 8 of Spades is definitely on those charts. So flop comes down with a 9 of Diamonds, 10 of Clubs, and Jack of Hearts. So decent spot, right? We have the bottom end of the straight draw, right? Guys, the problem here is that, you know, once again, if there's big action in front of you, a good player bets and then another one raises, you should be folding in this spot. Let's walk you through the disaster scenarios like we did in the previous hand here. Okay, so the queen comes on the turn. Well, the problem here, guys, is that if anyone has a king in their hand, they now have a higher straight than you. And once again, just like in the previous example, you are drawing dead. There is no card that you can catch on the river in order for you to make the best hand. The other issue that I hope you already notice on this board is you might already be drawing completely dead right now. A hand like King Queen, for example, which flopped the nut straight on this board, has you at 0% equity right now. There is no cards remaining in the deck that can come on the turn and river that will allow you to win this hand if somebody has that. So guys, as I've discussed in many of these videos before and in my poker books, my training courses and everything, by the way, there's links for all that in the description below, is that you always want to be drawing at the nuts in poker. And the nuts is a slang term for the best hand possible or one of the best hands possible. The problem with all the hands on this list that we're talking about today is that they're all drawing at like the 15th best hand possible. And in some situations like this, you might literally be drawing dead right now. Guys, don't put yourself in this situation in the first place. Don't walk down dark alleys and dangerous cities at night and complain about your bad luck. Look, good poker players never put themselves in this position in the first place. Let's move on to the number one draw that you're never going to see any good poker players chasing, guys, and that is gut shot straight draws. Now, this is also called an inside straight draw, and the biggest problem with these guys is that even though these hands can draw at the nuts, where the example we're going to discuss in a second actually were drawn at the nuts, the biggest problem, guys, is that these hands have terrible equity. And what I mean by equity, by the way, is just your odds to win the pot. So let me give you an example once again. You've got 6-4 of diamonds. This is a hand you definitely can play in some situations. Some other situations I would not play this hand. Again, there's charts and diagrams in my free poker cheat sheet. Top link in the description below if you want to know exactly what hands I play in all situations. I will play this in late position, attempting to steal the blinds, for example. So, 6-4 of diamonds, flop comes down with a 5 of hearts, 2 of clubs, and king of spades. So, this is an okay flop for this hand. We are drawing at the nut straight, which is nice. If the 3 were to come on the turn or river, we would have the unbeatable straight. For example, if somebody had ace 4, they would make a straight as well, but we would have the higher straight. Again, this is good, right? This is what we want to be doing. The problem here, guys, is that if somebody has a hand like King Queen, you only have 20% equity or odds to win this hand on the flop right now. And if you miss that card on the turn, your equity drops to only 10%. Guys, you don't need to be any kind of a math genius. I don't need to tell you. These are not good odds. We don't want to be putting our money into the pot in situations, large amounts of money, when we have such poor odds like this. And now let me say, in a game like No Limit Hold'em, where you can bet any amount of your chips at any time, and sometimes the chip stacks can be very deep stacked, having long odds is not particularly a bad thing. If somebody's got like $1,000 or $10,000 in front of them, like huge deep stacks, you absolutely can chase a long shot draw like this, because there is the potential to potentially get a massive, massive payday versus somebody if you hit your gin card on the turn of the river. But where a lot of amateurs go wrong these days, they don't realize, is that most good players in today's games are simply not going to pay you off with a hand like King Queen, for example. So let's just imagine the 3 of spades comes on the turn and you make the nut straight. Awesome. And let's assume that a good player bets again with their king queen and you raise. A lot of players, guys, in today's games are capable of just folding their king queen right there. And even if they call, you know, you've got them completely beat at this point. River comes, whatever. Assuming they don't make trips or two pair or anything, you make a big bet. They're almost certain to just throw their hand away, meaning that you don't get that big payday. And so, guys, with a lot of the hands on this list, including the gutshot straight draws, I'm not saying you should never chase these draws. It's you need to have the proper implied odds as well. And really what I mean by that is you need to be up against the right player type who's actually going to pay you off. And you guys can probably already guess who that is. That's our fishy friends, the recreational players who I lovingly refer to as the fish. Those are the players who will potentially pay you off with their entire stack, because players like that, they don't fold top pair. However, the problem, guys, is that those players are less than like 5% of all players you're going to face in today's games. There's not a lot of fish anymore. Most people play poker pretty good these days. So a lot of the time when you're chasing bad draws like this that have long shot odds, the biggest problem is you're not going to get paid when you hit. Again, we don't need to be a math genius to understand that we are throwing away money over the long run if we are not going to get paid. So guys, bottom line, do not put big action in with these three draws. No good poker player is ever going to play these hands for a big pot.
So I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with blackrain79.com.